Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. Why not now and why not here? Now is Monday, the 13th of April, 2015. My name is Jason Dias, and I am Generation X.
And my name is Caitlin Anderson, and I am Generation Next.
And together we bring you the only online radio show about all the latest and greatest Christ-centered things happening right here in sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. Hey, Caitlin, you had a big trip this weekend up to the great Midwest in Wisconsin. Tell us a bit about that.
I did, Jason. You texted me inviting me to go to the Cross Gala banquet this weekend, and I told you that I was going to Waco, and I was. I was supposed to go and hang out at Baylor this past weekend, but I got an email from the foundation earlier last week and inviting me to fly up there for the conference, and I just couldn't pass it up. It was definitely one of those things that if I would not have been a senior, I would not have done it. It was one of those senior trip on a whim, kind of spur-of-the-moment things that I rarely, rarely do. I'm a very analytical and slow decision maker. So I did it, and I brought my friend Megan with me, and it was awesome. We got inspired for conservative values once again. The foundation conferences are always amazing. It was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so it's definitely a different environment. I've never been to Wisconsin before or anywhere around the Great Lakes. Actually, I saw Lake Michigan for the first time, which was very interesting and beautiful. It's so pretty up there. Not as pretty as Texas, though. I will contend that. You cannot beat Texas. But, yeah, we learned so much. I got to meet other kids. There was high school and college kids there, which was really nice, getting to talk to the college kids and the battles that they face on their campus against liberal bias and liberal administration was really interesting and inspiring, and it just makes me look forward to college all the more.
No, I agree, and I think it's great that you're doing that. I know you talked about a lot of serious things, but one of my favorite parts about the weekend was your posts. You were posting things that you were doing. You were posting pictures of you and your other participants and the speakers. But we talked about this a little bit last week. Baseball season started last Monday when we did our show with Rolando. I love baseball. Baseball is one of my favorite things, and one of my goals in life before I get up to my great beyond is to visit every major league park in America. And I guess it didn't bug me, but it was like, man, Caitlin's been to the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. I've never been there. I love the fact that you guys combine the educational stuff with the entertainment and fun stuff. And you went to a Milwaukee Brewers game. Tell us about that.
I did. It was the last night of the conference, and after the conference concluded around 5 p.m., and we had a few hours to burn before we flew out in the morning, and we were looking for something to do, so we actually took an Uber, which is kind of like a taxi service. Have you heard of Uber,
yep,
Jason?
Of course. Actually, believe it or not,
I love Uber.
I'm a lot older than you, but yes, I know exactly what Uber is. Uber is one of those businesses, Caitlin, that I always sit around and say to myself, I wish I had thought of that. I wish I'd invented Uber and ride sharing and stuff like that. But I saw great pictures of you and your buds out at the Brewers game, and they have one of the best in-between innings entertainment things where the sausages race each other around the bases. Did you see that?
No, I did not. I didn't see that. We came actually late because we wanted to explore downtown a little bit first before it got dark and everything. So we came during the sixth inning, so we got $9 tickets, and we got
nice,
really great seats. So we only saw a couple innings, but it was definitely a great experience. But no, I did not see anyone in costumes walking around, but they did have a big rock climbing wall and a slide inside the park, and it was a covered stadium, which was a first. I haven't seen a roofed stadium in Texas before like that.
No, it's actually a really cool stadium. It's actually one of the newer stadiums and the new generation of baseball stadiums. But I thought that was great. I love the fact that you're going out there and having fun, but at the same time, getting involved in real and important things. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about it. The name of the show, AD, Anno Domini. We are all living in AD. It is 2015. Caitlin is graduating. My son is graduating from Cross. We've had presidential news this weekend as Hillary Clinton announced her bid for the president of the great United States of America. But I'm convinced that what Caitlin is doing, what I've tried to do these past 9 years at Cross, building God's kingdom generationally here in New Braunfels, is more important than anything you're going to hear on Fox or CNN during this presidential cycle. We're going to talk about it. We have no guests today, or it's going to be kind of a free-for-all, just talking about things that are happening in Caitlin's life and in my life, and we're going to do it all right after this.
Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place.
This is Pastor Jeff Marco from the New Braunfels Church of the Nazarene, and you're listening to One City Under God.
Absolutely right. Pastor Jeff Marco, the first bump we ever recorded on this show, and I was just kind of blown away this weekend. New Braunfels Christian Academy had their prom this weekend, and Pastor Jeff Marco's daughter, Ashley Marco, who is somebody I know you know, Caitlin, posted some pictures on Facebook about her prom, and it just reminded me how quickly time passes. And I know you know Ashley, and I just wanted to ask you, I view you as such a leader amongst your peers. Doesn't it seem like time just continues to evolve so quickly now?
Yeah, time is definitely flying, especially as a senior. My prom is this upcoming weekend, and I loved seeing all of NBCA, all my friends from NBCA, their prom pictures from this weekend. But yeah, it's definitely time is flying.
It's absolutely fine. I was like, you know, I met Ashley about the same time I met you. She was in PSIA the way you were in the academic competition way back at Cross. We had the Cross Gala this past weekend. You talked about that. I invited you to that, but you were going up to Baylor and you went up to Wisconsin. And it was in some ways it was very surreal. It's my last gala as a parent of a student. I was there doing, I did the MC at the gala this Saturday. I did the gala video for my sixth and final year. And it just made me think about how, you know, you're doing what you do as a senior in high school. And I talked about it in the pre-show, how I kind of see you as more of a college student now. You're kind of in that collegiate mindset now, talking about very significant things, presidential politics and electoral politics. But it was very, very nice this Saturday to reminisce with the friends I've made at Cross about the memories we've had watching our young people grow up. You know, my son's the vice president at the student body. He introduced the student, the school board president this weekend. And because I was doing the video last week, I was looking through all the old gala videos, and the first one I ever did was the Built Together video, and there's a clip of you and Evan, and you're wearing your blue chapel shirt, and Evan's wearing his blue chapel shirt, and he comes up to about your waist in this particular clip, and now he's almost as tall as I am, and I don't know, it was just so much fun this week, and I felt like you were doing your thing on a national level with the Young Americans for Freedom, and I was doing my thing at the local level at the Cross Gala. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's about building God's kingdom where we are locally, but never losing sight of the fact that these presidential elections matter. These are big and important issues. Caitlin, you are coming of age in very, very important times. Hillary Clinton announced for president this weekend, And you weren't even born when Bill Clinton announced for president. I was. I was the president of the College Republicans when Bill Clinton won the presidency of the United States, less than a year after the first President Bush had an 88% approval rating. And I realized anything is possible in this country. And I think what you're doing, educating young people about the importance of staying involved and staying aware of presidential politics and political issues, is so invaluable today.
Well, thank you, Jason. And I think it really resonates with me what you said about how you've been working for the past several years at Cross so hard, using your gifts and your skills and your talents to its fullest capacity for God's glory. And even though, I don't know, you're really praising me a lot here and just being so complimentary, but I feel like what you're doing at Cross is just as important. And I feel like that's a really great example of how we both have different talents and different skills. And obviously, we're both talented in communications, but we come together and we do this radio show every week. And that is one of the ways that we can glorify God in our community. And also, outside of the show, we have different talents and we have different groups that we're in and environments, and we glorify God in those environments as well. And I think it's just a great example of how everyone has different talents and different passions and different interests. And God has a way of making sure that you can glorify Him in whatever situation you're in, whether you're the President of the United States or you're taking orders at McDonald's.
I totally agree with you. In 2015 AD, again, the name of this show, Anno Domini, that's what it means. Our historical world, for all of us that are listening to this show, live or later, is basically separated into two huge historical compartments. We have BC, before Christ, and Anno Domini, after Christ. It amazes me that in 2015, 30 years after I graduated from high school, Christians and police officers are now the bad guys. It's like the world has changed so very, very much that when you're my age, I'm 47 years old, you look around and say, who's going to remind people that this used to be a great Judeo-Christian country that valued the Bible and valued prayer and valued our Christian God? Sometimes, you know, we talked about in the pre-show, you had a post on Facebook, Caitlin, last week about not ignoring phone calls. I think you had an unknown number that showed up on your phone and somebody called you. And it was one of the most interesting – it was kind of a long Facebook post, but it was one of the most interesting Facebook posts I've read in a while. And it was all about, don't discount things and circumstances that God places in front of you. And I want to talk to you about my reaction to it, but tell us a bit about the call and what happened when you got it.
Well, I was in a group message, and for those who do not know what a group message is, it's basically just like a text message with multiple people in it, and you can all converse in it, and you can see what everyone else is saying almost instantly. And apparently in the group message, there was someone who it was a wrong number, so it was a completely random person that wasn't supposed to be in this message. So we were talking about an event that was going to go on the next day, and then I was actually just about headed to bed, and I got this phone call from an unknown number, and I was like, huh, that's weird. And I don't know why, because I normally don't pick up numbers from people that I don't know, but for some reason, I picked up the phone, and I said hello. And the lady at the other end was sort of distressed and really upset, and so I tried to talk with her and reason with her, and she was just telling me that she has been getting phone calls and text messages from this number, meaning my number, and she just didn't know what was going on, and then she wasn't in the right message, and she was really upset about it, and her phone kept going off, and I just tried to calm her down and said, I'm really, really sorry about this situation. I'll try to take you out of the group message, and we won't call you anymore. I haven't been calling you. I'm really, really sorry. And then she went on to say that she's just really having a bad day, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. What's wrong? And she said that her daughter had attempted to commit suicide earlier that day. And right then, my heart just sunk, and I just knew that God was going to do something with this phone call and this situation. So she went on to tell me about how awful a day she was having, about how her daughter was at the hospital, and she thought that it was the hospital that was trying to call her, and that she couldn't figure out how to work her phone. It was really upsetting her that she was getting all these notifications, and I just felt so bad for her, because I just could not even imagine the position that she was in at that time. And I went ahead and I said, well, can I pray for you? And she said, yes, please. That would just be so amazing. So I went on to pray for her. And honestly, praying in front of people I'm not scared to do it. It's not, but it's also not my strongest thing. I'm not super great at it. So I was scared and I didn't know what to say, but the Holy Spirit was with me and granted me what to say. And I just prayed over her, and I prayed over her family and her daughter. And it was just a really amazing moment. And right after I finished praying, she hung up the phone. She didn't even say anything. And I just started bawling in my room, and I was just on my knees, you know, praying, God, thank you so much for this opportunity. You've just shown me that you're still here for me, God, and that you're in my life and you're doing things with me. Jason, I talked about in my Facebook post that when I posted about this event, that it kind of showed me, it was kind of a reminder from God that I still have passion and purpose in my life. Towards the end of the year as a senior, it is kind of hard sometimes to keep going and remembering that the small daily things that you do are all glorifying God. And even the, you know, seemingly insignificant things like finishing your homework to your best ability and studying as hard as you can for that test are really to glorify God, and that God has me in the position where I am right now for His glory. And I'm exactly right where He wants me, and I need to take advantage of it and be aware and perceptive of all the situations that God puts me in. And it's just a really, really great experience. And it just kind of reminded me that God is still working and still moving in my life.
Well, I think God's working in tremendous ways in your life. When we get back to break, I want to talk about, again, some things that happened over the weekend. Like I said, we had the Cross Lutheran Gala this past Saturday over at the Fellowship Hall, and I want to talk about all of that and much, much more right after this.
This is Pastor Don Fraker of Cross Lutheran Church and School, and you're listening to One City Under God.
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met every single day of your life.
That is absolutely right. We had our Cross Gala this weekend. Caitlin, you're familiar with the gala that we do every year. We raise money for the school. And I was the MC of the event this past Saturday. It was a 50s theme, which was really, really cool. We had lots of teachers and folks that you know dressed up in the poodle skirts, and the guys wearing the white T-shirts and the blue jeans and stuff like that. And there was a moment in the gala. I had just introduced the live auction anear that was doing the live auction, and my son was there. And I was sitting on the side of the stage, and I looked over to Evan. I just kind of got his attention and said, hey, I motioned him. I said, come over here. And he walked over to me, and I said, Evan, I love you. And generally, he would be embarrassed for his dad to say anything like that at school. And he just looked at me and said, I love you too, Dad. And I felt like it was sort of like, I'm checking boxes this year. You know, every time I do something at Cross, it's the last time. It's my last time doing the gala. It's my last time doing the gala video. And I'm just, you know, you said you're struggling with purpose and passion. I think my purpose and passion has been invested at Cross for 9 years. And I can't imagine, what am I going to do when it's over? How am I going to convey that same purpose and passion I have for my Christian faith when I can't express it any longer through the deeds and the activities I do at the school? I really share your struggles with that. And I'm glad we had the radio show to come on and talk about it and how we try to find our way in all of this. Your story about that wrong number, it was so impactful to me. And yet today, you know, I sent you a picture of it in the pre-show. I had a call from an unknown number. And despite your great story, like an idiot, I didn't answer it. And I think sometimes as Christians, we know what the right decision is. We just don't make it. And Caitlin, I'm not sure how to get around that.
Well, I don't know. I feel like always the best way is to pray about it. But I don't think it's the end of the world that you didn't pick up that phone number, Jason, because I normally don't. And I just feel like, I don't know, it's definitely the Holy Spirit just kind of gave me a push and I didn't even know it whenever I answered that phone number.
Well, I'll tell you something. Speaking of phones, there was something that you sent me. For folks that don't know, by the way, next week we're going to have actually two guests. We're going to have two interviews next week. We have the unsung hero in New Braunfels from Hope Hospice. We're going to have an interview with her and Hope Hospice, and we're also going to have an interview with the owners of the Snake Farm right down the road in 35. It's actually not, they don't think of it as the Snake Farm anymore. It's the New Braunfels, Comal River Zoo, and stuff like that. A great, great new family at Cross Lutheran. We're going to have a great show next week. But for folks that don't know, when we set up the show, a lot of times, and Caitlin, you know this is true, a lot of times we set up on the Monday that we do the show. It's very, very rare, like we did last week, that we had so much preparation time for the live show. And in the text conversation we had earlier today, around the lunch hour, we were talking about, do we have a guest? What are we doing on the show tonight? And you sent me two text messages that said, no, I don't have a guest. That works, ? And then you sent another text message that said, that works, ! And I thought about this. I really did. When I saw that, I really thought about, again, the name of the show, Anno Domini, A.D. I tried to watch that show, A.D., last Sunday when it came out, the Roma Downey show, talking about the crucifixion and the resurrection. And I was 5 minutes into the show. I even posted it on Facebook. I said, I'm 5 minutes into this show on TiVo, and I can't watch it anymore because St. John was not a black guy. And it's like, well, wait a minute. The guy playing Jesus is not really Jesus. Just go with the show. Just, you know, don't stress out about the details. But my decision personally was, you know what, if I want to learn about what happened during the crucifixion and afterwards, Anno Domini, I'm going to pick up my Bible and read it. I'm not going to watch any more movies or any more miniseries or any more documentaries about Jesus Christ and the gospel. If I want to learn about that, I'm going to pick up my Bible and read it. But what I loved about that text message you sent me was you had a question mark and then an exclamation point. And I thought about that. He is risen. Jesus lives. For me, it's always going to be an exclamation point, not a question mark. And I think that is what you and I have been all about on this radio show for 3 years. You and I are exclamation points. We're saying that Jesus lives in this community. Jesus lives in this one city under God that is New Braunfels, Texas. We have interviewed literally hundreds of guests, done hundreds of shows celebrating Anno Domini, A.D., the new gospel, the new covenant. My blood will be shed for you and for all men, a new covenant. And I don't know, this week, I don't know why, maybe because you were out of town and I couldn't talk to you about it. I was just so proud of our show and so proud of all the things that we were doing because I believe we have been on this show an exclamation point, a counterbalance to the question mark that is out there in the minds of so many people.
I think I really agree with what you're saying, Jason, and that we are an exclamation point as opposed to a question mark. And I think that's a really, really funny connection, and that my text made you think of that because it was honestly an accident. Like, I typed in the wrong thing, and I didn't want to be like, that works. I want to be, yes, that works, like confirming. But I think it's kind of good because I feel like exclamation points are more of a hope and a purpose. And God has promised us that he will give us a hope and a purpose, and that he knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans for a hope and a future. And hope and a future is an exclamation point. It is not a question mark. Everyone else that is not a believer, they have question marks in their life. They don't really know why they're here, what they're doing, what their purpose is. And I think that's so great that we as Christians can have that exclamation point, and we can glorify God with our exclamation point, and that we can have the hope in Jesus and that joy and that peace, and not be wondering and searching and hungry and thirsty our whole lives.
Well, it's interesting because somebody else, Emma Douglas, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She's one of the most demure, quiet people I've ever known. And yet whenever we communicate in email or on text, and I told somebody about this, somebody that's a bit older than me, we had a conversation last week about the communication styles of people in that younger generation, your generation, the millennial generation, Generation Next. And I said, there's a couple things I've noticed about your generation. Number one, you use the word like a lot. I'm like really excited about my trip to Wisconsin. I'm like really excited about this band or this event. But I said the other thing I've noticed is that when we communicate in text or email, a lot of times you use an exclamation point. I'll say, hey, Caitlin, I've got a guest. Are you cool with that person? And you'll send back, yes, that's fine, exclamation point. I like that. It conveys a sense of optimism that I sometimes feel as a 47-year-old. I think I can sometimes be a little more cynical than some people. I sometimes feel like I'm more of a question mark than an exclamation point. But I just think it's a unique communication style of yours, and it gives people like me and people in my generation great hope that you're excited about God and you're excited about Jesus and you're excited about using your voice and your experience and your education to glorify God. And that's always helped me on this show. And I'm really looking forward as we kind of, I feel like we're on the roller coaster ride. We're getting down to that last drop. You're going to graduate from high school in less than 6 weeks. Evan's going to graduate from Cross in less than 6 weeks, and we're going to have to come to terms with what happens next. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what that's going to be all about.
I am as well. I'm really excited for this next new chapter in my life and what God's going to do with me.
I'll be witnessing it with you. We got about a minute left on the show. Like I said, don't forget to join us next week. We're going to talk about somebody that I actually knew a long, long time ago. Her name is Opal, and she works over at Hope Hospice, and dealing with end-of-life issues has always been, I believe, something that is spiritual. There's a whole lot of atheists in the last minutes of life. So we're going to talk to Hope Hospice next week. We're also going to talk to the owners of the New Braunfels Snake Farm and Zoo, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But I really enjoyed the time just kind of chatting with you today, Caitlin. I always get nervous about shows where we don't have a guest, but when they're over, I always look back on them and say, hey, that was a great, great show. We got 45 seconds. Why don't you get us on out of here?
All righty. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Make sure to tune in next week, as Jason was saying earlier, for a great show. Make sure to like us on Facebook and subscribe to us on iTunes on our podcast. From Jason Dias and I, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
One City.